Michael, how do you assess that afternoon?
Yeah, it's been a difficult few days. Just said then, like, Ashley Westwood lost his dad on the early hours of Friday morning, so he was also a good friend of mine. So the last couple of days has been a little bit difficult, to be honest with you. And obviously the result doesn't help.
Yeah, I guess in some ways you could have done without a game today, I guess, in those circumstances.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, it's been a bit tough, to say the least. But you've got to get the first goal in games to get yourself an opportunity. And then to go and concede in the first 5 minutes makes it obviously more doubly difficult. And then on top of that, you know, you get yourself back into it. You know, you create quite a few decent opportunities. And then obviously concede a goal first 5 minutes of the second half, which pretty much puts a nail in the coffin a little bit at times, especially the way things are going. I couldn't see it coming. I didn't know where it come from. Looked as if it was a long, long way out. I've not seen it again, but I will have a look at it again. But, you know, I think Mick will be disappointed to be conceding goals from that far out.
And particularly frustrating because that was an issue on Tuesday. Again, conceding goals at bad times.
Yeah, definitely. At the end of the day, not, you know, conceding a goal at any time is not a good time, but especially so early in a game of football when you're seeking to get that first goal. It's crucial at any level of football, like I keep saying, and, you know, we keep kicking ourselves in the teeth, really, by conceding the first.
And frustration that, unlike Tuesday, you couldn't put a barnstorming finish and really go at them at the end.
No, and to be honest, I didn't think we had it in us, you know, and that's why it was important that once the third went in, that we made sure that there was no more goals. We could have quite easily tried to open up and get back into the game and go a little bit gun-ho, but the fear then is you lose five or six and that destroys the dressing room and the players completely. So I think sometimes you've got to be sensible and take it on the chin and move on to the next game.
Do you fear that heads are starting to drop in the dressing room?
I mean, heads have been starting to drop in the dressing room for a long time, but, you know, that's not due to, obviously, getting beat here today 3-0. That's due to other issues that we can't control. But, you know, we're not going to start feeling sorry for ourselves. It's too far down the line for all that. You just got to keep plugging away and keep working hard. And, you know, I genuinely believe that, you know, if you do the right things over and over again over a period of time, eventually you get to pay the results for it.
And I guess looking at the positives, there was that excellent end to the first half. That's something you can build on.
Yeah, definitely. And obviously we'll do that. You know, we'll watch the video. We'll show bits of good play to the players and just remind them what they are about and what they can do. But, you know, you can keep showing and training as much as you want. But, you know, eventually the penny's got to drop. And the biggest thing that we need to get into the players at the minute is how important that first goal is, because I'm sure it would free up probably five or six of the players who are really struggling with confidence at the minute.
So some of them just need an arm around the shoulder right now?
A little bit, yeah. It depends, obviously, which type of player it is. Some of them might need a rollicking, but, you know, majority of them probably need a little bit of loving now, someone to tell them, how, you know, and remind them what good players they are. And we'll do that. We'll do that over the next week or so, and hopefully we'll get a reaction, you know, come next week.
Just a couple more from me. You mentioned next week. Is it nice, given the circumstances, you've got a full week of training? That's something you haven't had too often with a squad that was assembled so hastily.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. Yeah, because obviously, you know, hopefully by then, you know, we might get an opportunity to bring one or two, especially one player in, which give everyone a lift, as it always does. That will always help. And you're right, you get to work on certain parts of our play that, you know, we do need to improve on, so we'll get an opportunity. You know, and for as bad a week as this week's been in terms of, you know, three defeats, you know, you never know. Starting on Scunthorpe on Saturday, it might be a week where we get actually three wins under our belt. So we'll just wait and see.
And just finally, is that now very close to one more addition?
Well, I thought it was, but there's been a little bit of a glitch in it for obvious reasons and normal reasons with Portsmouth Football Club. So you know, let's just hope and pray that we've got someone in for Saturday.